Time for another La Caprile Valley School update with Superintendent Rick Ellenworth, who's in the studio with us on a, well, sun's shining, Rick.
The sun is shining and the wind is blowing.
And the wind is always blowing.
It seems like that. We had a beautiful night last night at the softball and junior high baseball games, and if the wind wouldn't have been blowing, it would have been an absolute A-rated
blown
day.
Game.
Yeah.
Yeah, when does the wind never, ever blow out of Loughborough, right?
You're right.
Jeepers. Well, thanks for coming in the studio again to fill us in on what's happening out at La Caprile Valley after your board meeting. Appreciate that.
And yeah.
You're kind of winding things down here. We just got a couple times left with you here.
Yeah, we've got about a month of school left, and then I've got a month after that, and then we'll be transitioning to the new superintendent, Scott Lemke, who's very excited to be coming in around the 1st of July. So.
Yep, I'm looking forward to that and talking with Scott, too,
yes.
Right?
Yes,
yeah. Okay. All right, so you had the board meeting the other night.
We did. Last night we had our board meeting, and five of the six board members were present. One had a child at home sick, so she couldn't come, but we had a good meeting. Started out, Paul, with a recognition of gifts and donations and grants. And like I've talked to you about in the past, we're very appreciative yep. of those. It allows us to do things we wouldn't be able to do otherwise. But Cargill made a donation to the Madison, the MMN Elementary School for solar eclipse glasses
yep.
when we went through that.
Yep.
And then we got a wonderful gift from the Bayer Foundation through Randy Latroid. $5,000 donation to the La Caprile FFA program. So we're very appreciative of those.
Awesome.
Student council member Hannah Oy, who's a junior for us this year, was in attendance to share the work that the student council has been focused on in these last weeks. And Hannah did a great job. I was especially moved and impressed with the work the student council has done to raise $1,000 for one of our Appleton Milan Elementary students, Sophia Strong, who's got some medical issues she's working through. But it was yep. really a nice presentation that Hannah did, and it certainly represents a giving and selfless attitude on behalf of our kids. And I know that family will appreciate that.
You bet. You bet.
Then we had our architects and engineers and our construction management firm all in attendance. So Paul Apolowski from Wold and Pete Filippi from Contegrity were in attendance. Everything is moving forward. As you remember, we passed a referendum back in November for seven projects out at the school district, including tennis courts, redoing the track, the theater, and all that. So all the background work is being done now. They're getting ready to send this stuff out for bids pretty soon. And then hopefully those bids will be acceptable and yep. we'll be able to get rolling on those. But they made about a 20-minute presentation. And Zach Stelter, our activities director and community ed director, has been facilitating meetings with Wold's architects and engineers and members of our staff or community that are interested in various parts of these amenities.
Inputs, yeah.
Yeah, getting some input. So,
will anything be happening this summer then, construction-wise, or probably not? Huh?
Actually, the holdup might be the state of Minnesota has to do some preliminary approval work. But
okay.
if that all occurs, they'll get going on at least the tennis courts this summer.
Okay.
And then the majority of the work is slated for 25.
Right.
And that would be, but all of that work will hopefully be contracted for, and we get lined up. We'll be first on everybody's lists, I hope, which maybe will bring some good bids in for us.
Yeah.
But we're really excited about getting going on that. And, of course, the new superintendent will be in the chair, so we're going to hand this off. There'll be a good amount of communication between he and I on who's doing what. And but we're very grateful for the opportunity to do all that.
Good.
Last night, Tony Smith was in attendance to talk about the Bourne Learning Trail,
mm-hmm.
and that's a project that was proposed to the school district by Brittany Ingesmo. She's on an advisory committee for our Little Eagles daycare program, and They've got kind of an exciting design for what is going to be a learning trail right around the elementary school. And so we got an update on that. That could be something that there's more work done on that this summer, and none of it's too outrageous in terms of construction, but it's going to be an improvement and will be a really positive thing for the little kids program.
Good.
As you know, Brenda Dohmeyer is our finance director, and Brenda made a nice presentation to the school board last night updating them on a capital outlay expenditure budget that's been put together. And a couple years ago when I came, we changed or we developed a new process that involves input from a lot of our employees through their building right. leaders or directors. And so the board had a chance to hear all of that. Some of those specific projects, Paul, would be we're going to do some tree removal this summer at the Appleton Milan site for trees that have been there a long time but are kind of in the way and leaning up against the or falling over the roof. We are updating the lighting in the middle school, high school parking lot at the high school building. That should be done this summer. We're doing a electrostatic painting of all of the lockers in the girls' locker room and the swimming pool locker rooms. Over the summer, those lockers are going to look like new when they're done. We're adding four additional baskets in the new middle school or the new north gym. Mm-hmm. There are four in there now, so we're going to double the capacity there. We're also going to be adding some bleachers. We're in the process of getting quotes for a new sound system at the track and field complex. Mm. This is something we're going to do outside the referendum project.
Okay.
But the system we have out there is pretty old and doesn't work when you need it to work.
Right.
And then, let's see. And so those are just additional projects that are in the works as we go along. The school board approved lawn mowing bid from Kranz Construction for the Madison site here for the summer. They approved a garbage and recycling service contract with Olson Sanitation. Mm-hmm. Every year, annually at this time, it's necessary to either award tenure to teachers that have been here for a period of time and mm-hmm. have earned it, or send a signal to those people who aren't ready yet for tenure that they're on a continuing contract, so they know they have a job in the fall. Mm-hmm. And we have about 20 people that were in that category last night. And then beyond that, we had a little bit of discussion about our needs for next year. Diana Smith, who is a full-time interventionist for us, works both in the Madison building, mm-hmm. in the middle school, high school building, and at Appleton, is going to become a full-time interventionist. So we have to fill a couple slots that she's teaching in. We have a special education teacher vacant in the Appleton building. Don Klatt, a business education teacher at the high school for a few years now, has tendered his resignation, and so we're looking to fill that position. And we have a high school science teaching position that we need to fill. So
okay.
That was kind of the end of the discussion last night, but it was a good board meeting. We got out of there in about an hour and 20 minutes and had a little fun, a few laughters. I was teasing the board that the baskets on those four baskets we bought for next year that'll be installed, we ordered the extra large size, so they're going to be a little wider than. And unfortunately, none of the board members bought my story, so it came back on me. But
awesome.
We try to have fun at those board meetings,
yeah,
too.
That's right. Yeah, that's they're online, too.
Yeah.
Video,
yeah.
And I've watched a few of them. So,
yeah.
They're good board meetings, and a lot gets done, and good things happening out at Lock Pearl Valley.
Yeah, there really are. I'm really excited about all the progress we've made on a lot of different projects. And when I look back over my 3 years, I'm really proud of the effort that staff have made to, you know, keep improving, and we feel really great about a lot of the things going on now. So our enrollment is vacillates a little bit, but yep. Right now is on an upward trend, so we're very excited about that. We're graduating a really small class, about 33 seniors this year, but they're replaced by between 60 and 70 younger kids. So
good.
Yeah, we got a lot of good things going.
All right, real good. Well, before I let you go, I got to give you a shout-out. It's NFL Draft Week. You know, we just talked about that before we went on the air. Your son is a scout for the Dallas Cowboys. I suppose he's pretty excited for Thursday, huh?
He is all pumped up for Thursday, and I don't know. I never knew they could find out so much on any individual ever, let alone a football player, but that's his job, and
well, I'll be watching how the Cowboys pick then. Whether they got any picks first round? Yeah,
they got a first round pick, okay. But not until number 24. Okay. You know, they had a pretty good season, so they're further down the draft. I've had more people ask me what my son thinks the Vikings will do with their draft pick, and of course, he doesn't have a clue, but it's fun to talk about.
Yeah, it is, for sure. I hope they get McCarthy. I like McCarthy. So.
Yeah, I do too.
Yep. But okay. All right. Yeah. Good luck with the draft, though, with your son there. That's kind of exciting.
So. All right. Well, we'll have to visit to see how they did next time.
All right, we'll do that.
Thanks,
all right,
Paul.
Rick, you bet. Rick Ellenworth with our Lockport Valley School update.